Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Disney World in Orlando opened back up for business this weekend, even as cases in Florida were spiking. In Hong Kong, Disney shutting down its theme park there. COVID cases in that city surging. So can Disney pull off operating massive amusement parks in the midst of a pandemic, and is going there with all the precautions? Is it actually fun? Rick Menares is a consumer issues reporter and analyst at The Motley Fool. He was at Disney World in Orlando this weekend. So, Rick, how'd it go?
Yeah, thanks. I felt really safe. And I realized that being at Disney World in Florida, where we're having 12,000 cases a day now, is probably the dumbest thing one could do. But I definitely felt safer at Disney World. I was at Animal Kingdom twice on Friday and then on Sunday, and I was at the Magic Kingdom on Saturday that day it officially opened. And I definitely felt safer there than I do at supermarkets, where people are wearing their masks, chin guards, and basically just huddling over each other to get to a can of beans. In Disney World, everything was there was temperature checks at the beginning. There's plexiglass everywhere, separating even within the ride vehicles. Now there's plexiglass. People are respecting the social distancing. There's floor markers basically telling people where to stand when they're in line so that they're 6 feet from another party. So I definitely felt safe. And to me, I mean, I realize it's you're making a sacrifice going out there. And I know it's there's a stigma to going to Disney World in Florida. It's the kind of stuff that history is going to look at me as doing something ridiculous. But I felt very safe. I felt like everyone around me was taking the same precautions and is careful. And just, you know, it's just escapism 4 months into a pandemic. And obviously, it's not something that I think is going to be a hotbed of contagion right now with the parks.
Yeah, but how much fun is it when you're describing kind of the Disney's wonderful world of plexiglass?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely different. And I mean, I don't think there's anyone there that would give anything to be, you know, without the plexiglass, without the mask, and obviously, more importantly, without the COVID-19 out there. But I mean, the rides are exactly the same. The nostalgia kicks in exactly the same. And you're wearing a mask, so you know you're not infecting anyone, and ideally no one's infecting you, and you're going through the process. You can ride Space Mountain and wear a mask, and you're not losing your breath. It's still the same exciting roller coaster it's always been. And I think that's a key element. Obviously, there's a lot of things that are not there, the fireworks, the parades, the character meet and greets that are just quintessential Disney World and Disneyland experiences. They're not coming back anytime soon. But to go out and be able to walk around and get some good exercise. I mean, I walk 3 or 4 miles a day there, which is more than I'm doing around my house. So I do think that there's a trade-off there that I think is fair. And I don't mind the criticism. I'm going to get it. I mean, I was really concerned posting photos, you know, with my family and friends, you know, on social media, knowing that they would let me have it. Why am I at Disney World? Obviously, I have to cover it because it's sort of what I do. But even if I didn't, I would have probably been there anyway. And I do not regret it. I think it is a safe experience. Definitely safer than a lot of retail experiences and just other things I've had to do the last 4 months. It's not an essential service, but it's an essential escapism right now.
And everybody was pretty good with the masks. Is there any area where you don't have to wear them? Because Twitter was roasting like these relaxation zones that apparently you can take them off, which doesn't seem super smart.
I stayed far away from all those relaxation zones. But at the end of the day, I mean you can take them off if you're at a restaurant and you're eating. If you're drinking, so if you're eating popcorn, you can unhook your mask long enough to take a handful of popcorn into your mouth, then put the mask back on. There are cast members, Disney World cast members, telling people, hey, you know, a lot of people, you know, if the mask slips beneath the nose, hey, pull it back up. Stuff that you don't see in other places, they're going beyond that.
Yeah, but you know, Rick, but there is an area, though, Rick, where your analogy to, like, going to the supermarket kind of falls down, and that is that nobody goes to a supermarket more than and maybe you're in it maybe 10 minutes, 20 minutes at most, and you buy what you want to buy, and then you leave. How long were you at Disney World?
Inside an actual inside a building with an attraction, I mean, every ride there, they have everything spaced out. I mean, I didn't have to wait more than 10, 15 minutes in any ride because it's all spaced out that way. Out in the open, yeah, I was there a couple hours, but not any different than people just walking around the park and getting exercise that way.
Yeah, but when you add up all the time you were in the different rides, how long would you say you were there?
If I'm going to add actual ride time and time at the park, I mean, I was there for just 2 or 3 hours each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In actual waits for line, maybe about an hour or maybe 2 hours tops to go on my 4 or 5, you know, key rides and then move on.
It's Rick Minaris, consumer issues reporter, analyst at Motley Fool. He was there at Disney World in Orlando this weekend. Rick, thanks.